It's not about an awesome sermon. It's not about how good we look. What it's about is seeing lives changed at an altar. What it's about is getting out of the way and just saying, God, fill me, Lord. Lord, my desire is whatever it is that you have for me, God. Lord, fill me. God, give me that power. Give me that. You know what? Keep on worshiping. I'm going to preach for just a few minutes because I don't got a whole lot. Because I believe that the message today is coming from Him. It's going to come in our hearts today from Him. If you've got your Bibles, we're going to go to the book of Acts today. Acts chapter 1, and we're going to start at verse 8. Acts 1 and 8 says, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me in both Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and to the uttermost part of the earth. And we had spoken these things while they beheld, he was taken up and a cloud received him from out of their sight. Verse number 8, the final words that Jesus spoke to his disciples as he's about to go to heaven is he says, you're going to receive power. When the Holy Ghost comes down, you're going to receive power. And when you get that power, I want you to do something with it. I want you to continue what I started. Because you followed with me for 3 years. And for 3 years, you saw me minister to the hopeless, to the lost, to the brokenhearted, to the sick, to the demented, to the addicted. And you saw me deliver them. You saw me give freedom. You saw me give hope. And what I want you to do is I want you to take the power that I want to give you, and I want you to continue on doing just that. I don't want you to just be witnesses. I want you to take the power, and I want you to go, and I want you to do a work. If you go up a few verses in verse number 4, it said, and being assembled together with them, he commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. Jesus said it's happening soon. It's going to happen quick. I don't want you to go anywhere. I don't want you to get distracted. But what I want you to do is I want you to take some time and I want you to prepare. I want you to prepare for what I want to do in your lives, for the power that I want to give you. You can't leave that place the same. He said, if you leave Jerusalem without the power, you've lost. You can't just come up to an altar today and say, you know what, God, I desire what you have for me, and then walk out here without it. He says, you got to stay. You got to stay put. You can't leave where you're at because the power is going to come. You got to be patient and wait upon that power. And in the book of Acts, they went to that upper room. And the Bible says that they were there for 10 days. And what did they do in that 10 days? They didn't sit on their thumbs. They didn't squiddle. But it said that they spent time in prayer and supplication. The supplication means it's to beg of something, to be earnest, to be humble. And for 10 days in a crowded room, 120 people got together and they said, God said something great is coming. And I'm not leaving until I get it. I know it's been long. I've got to put my agenda on hold. I've got to put my life on hold because the only thing that matters to me is my relationship with Him. Because He's gone and I can't live without Jesus. I've got to have that comforter come down. I've got to have it in my heart. Because without that comfort of Jesus, there's no hope. There's not love. There's not deliverance. I can't leave this place until I get the deliverance that I need. And Acts chapter 2, verse number 1 says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, that they were all there in one place, in one accord. They weren't distracted, but they were focused. They were there for a life-changing experience that only God could provide for them. And verse 2 says, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the house that they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as fire, and it sat upon each and every one of them. and they were filled with the Holy Ghost, and they began to speak with tongues as the Spirit of God gave the utterance. I'm sorry, but I can't help but get excited when I read the book of Acts. I can't help but get excited when I talk about the power of... Because see, in the upper room, they were waiting on a Spirit. And when that Spirit came down, it transformed the room. It was like a cloud. And people were listening. They said, what's all this commotion? I don't understand this. They must be crazy. They must be drunk. This is nuts. But Peter got up and he said, it's not drunkenness. It's not crazy. What it is it's the Word of God fulfilled. It's the power. He said, I'm going to come down and I'm going to bless you. I'm going to give miracles, signs, and wonders. And Peter got up on the day of Pentecost and said, this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning of what the prophet Joel began to speak of, that miracles, signs, and wonders, that they're going to come. Brother Brad read it in the first service, but what I love is that as Peter got up and he ministered and he talked to him about the power of God and the miracles of God, in verse 37 it says, now when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts, and they said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. He didn't say you might. He didn't say if you're worthy, if you've lived a good life, if you're deserving, if you already have a relationship with Jesus. But he said, when you ask for forgiveness and you say, God, I don't want to be this way anymore. God, I want to be changed. I want to be a new creature in you. And when you go up to that tank and you're baptized in Jesus' name, that old man is buried away. He said, God's going to honor you and he's going to give you power like never before. He's going to fill you with the Holy Ghost. Skip down to verse 43. And this is what I love. It says, and fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. As soon as the Holy Ghost came, they started doing a work. They didn't just sit on their hands. They got excited and they went right to it. They said, we got something to do. Because God said, well, he's going to use us and I want to be used. And they got excited by it. All throughout the book of Acts, they did mighty things. In Acts 3, a lame man was healed. In Acts 5 and 12, it says that as they walked by, the shadows of the apostles would touch those that were laying on the ground, and that they were healed of their sicknesses, and that demons were cast out because of the shadow of a man that had the power that God gave him. And here's the kicker, Logan. That power that God gave him, that's the same power that's in you. That's the same power that's in me. As I prepared for this sermon, I kept getting to scriptures, and I'm like, God, I want to talk about power. And he would talk about how Peter raised the dead woman. And I'm like, I'm going to preach about that. Or how Peter was delivered out of prison, out of bondage because of a prayer meeting of a church across town. And I'm like, God, I'm going to preach about that kind of power. And every time I got up, I got to a scripture and I'd start working on a paragraph or two, God would stop and say, no, I don't understand this, God. This doesn't make any sense. Because you see, you want me to preach about power. We want to talk about power. And he says, you don't got it yet. So I go a little bit further and I go into another scripture. I'm saying, God, this is the power of the Holy Ghost like never before. And we're going to talk about it. And he says, Josh, no. You don't get it. Because here's the thing, Josh, you keep talking about wanting to have an upper room kind of power. But you know what that requires? That requires an upper room kind of desire. And if the music, I know you just left, but if you want to come back up, well, we're going to do things a little bit different here today. And it's not a long sermon. I told you it's not. That's okay. Because God wants to do something. And what he talked to me about was Brother Josh, you talk about the power of God. The power that I did in the book of Acts. And you desire to have that same power. When you were a child and when you were seeking for the Holy Ghost, what was different? I remember when I was a little kid, I wanted the Holy Ghost so bad, and I would come up to the altar, and I would pray, and I would pray, and sometimes it would be an hour, sometimes it would be an hour and a half, and I didn't want to leave that place. There was times I left the altar, I think I was a seven-year-old child, where I no longer had a voice, but because I knew that there's something in me that needs to be changed, because I had a desire for more, I had a desire to have Jesus living in my heart, because I read the stories in Sunday school class, but that wasn't good enough for me. And God says, you want to have an upper room kind of power? You need to have an upper room kind of desire. We need to have an old-fashioned Pentecostal prayer meeting today. Because see, it's not going to be a special song that does the trick. It's not going to be fancy words that I've got today, but it's going to be your desire. Because something special happens when a congregation comes together and says, you know what? We're not leaving this place the same. Because there's things that I can't walk out and face that world again with that in my life. I've got to stop it today. When a church binds together, when they come together and says, you know what? I'm not leaving. I'm going to put life on hold. And you know what? Yashata. I'm going to tell you right now, if you're going to wait for a dismissal, there ain't going to be one. So you can leave whenever you want. That's fine by me. You can leave now. You can leave in 20. I don't care, because what we're going to do is we're going to open up these altars in a moment and we're going to have a prayer time. Because if you don't have the Holy Ghost, today is your day. Because I believe when people bind together and they get their mind set up and say, you know what? It's going to happen. I believe that someone needs to renew something inside of them today. I might have the Holy Ghost a long time. It might be 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. But is it the same Holy Ghost that burns so bright? Is it that same desire? Avery, you want to get baptized, right? Let's get him up. Let's get him ready. So I was confused last night. I even told my wife, I said, I don't know what to do, because God hasn't given me a message. He's given me a call to pray. He's given me a call that says you need to have a desire. You need to get back to that place, because if the church is going to go where I want to take them, they've got to stop going through the motions. They've got to stop relying on an upbeat song. They've got to stop relying on their heartstrings to be tugged. And they got to say, you know what? Even if I don't feel your spirit here, I'm going to come to an altar, because I can't leave this place until I feel your spirit. Logan came up to me this morning talking about Avery. And I said, wasn't he here for the first time on Wednesday night? And he said, yes, he was. And he didn't believe in God. And I took him into my kitchen and I prayed and I said, you know what? Say a prayer and open up that Bible and God's going to reveal himself to you. That's an on fire Christian right there. That's someone that says the Holy Ghost is going to work in me. It's not just for me anymore. I want to see my world affected. And he said, as Avery opened up that Bible, the tears began to stream down his face because God revealed himself to him. I believe that that's what needs to happen today, is we need to get to a revelation of who God truly is, to get back to our first love, to come to these altars today and just raise a hand and say, God, I want you to meet me here today. I might not feel you, but I'm going to worship anyhow. I need to have that upper room experience. I can't go on another day, Lord. Some of you think that God forgot about you and that God gave up on you, that he's done using you. That is a lie. It's time we start using our altars and get back to the place where we need to be. Saints, I don't got words. I'm sorry. I don't. As they play this song, as we get ready to baptize Avery, I just ask that even if it's just in your pew, if you would just close your eyes for a moment and say, God, Lord, renew in me a desire. God, I want to feel that power once again, God. Lord, I just don't want to be content, God, just being saved myself. But God, I want to impact my world. God, I want to impact my friends. Lord, I want to impact my family. And God, I don't have what I need to do that, Lord. I need you to renew in me, Lord. And if you don't have the Holy Ghost for the first time, God, I need you to fill me, Lord. I'm tired of hearing stories. I want to have an experience today. Hallelujah.